Just a few weeks ago, we were checking in with Craig Hall in the additions to Hall Park out in Frisco. And, of course, this Kaleidoscope Park, this sort of Clyde Warren thing that's been worked on for, I don't know, a year or so, is one of the catalysts, really, to the redevelopment of that park. Well, as of a couple of 3 months ago, the board of directors of Kaleidoscope Park, based in Frisco, has a brand new executive director, Sean Jackson, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you've come over from the Arboretum, which is an enormous success. Mm-hmm. And I guess the idea is to replicate that sort of success at Kaleidoscope Park. How's it going?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I spent about a little over 11 years at the Dallas Arboretum, and I'm very excited to be here at Kaleidoscope Park. We are about a month from our grand opening, so we have a full weekend of surprises, and then the fun continues forevermore. An active park.
Forevermore. That's the idea. Well, so you get there, construction is ongoing, all the planning's being done. So what did you walk into? Was it appropriately finished, or are they on schedule and under budget? All the good things?
That would be great if everything was on time and under budget, and that's the way the world would work, then life would be great. But yeah, we're a little bit behind on the construction. We're finishing things up, but the good news is it'll happen just in time for the October 4th, 5th, and 6th weekend. So it's going to happen soon.
So this is going to be different, I think, anyway, from Clyde Warren Park, which most people are familiar with. It is a public-private project, but it's there. It's sort of surrounded by an existing, you know, park with tenants and residents and people who are staying in the hotels. And so this becomes sort of a mixed-use facility, as I gather.
Well, I think it'll be very similar in the way of funding and operating the park. It'll be a City of Frisco, city property, so city owned, and the private partnership comes in where Kaleidoscope Park Foundation will operate, fundraise for the park, and be responsible for everything that program and everything that happens in the park. The difference is the surroundings. You know, Clyde Warren is built over the freeway there, so that's the main difference. And
you're built next to one.
Yeah, we're right next to one, exactly. So we are in the residential area, so businesses are very close by, across the street from the Star, and there's an apartment complex over here. But that public-private partnership with the City of Frisco, just like Clyde Warren Park has with the City of Dallas, is very similar.
You know, I think of the Arboretum, and I mean, the botanical gardens are wonderful, and the flowers, but it also is a major venue for receptions and weddings, and it can sort of be contained, and there's on-site parking. Is that the way you envision Kaleidoscope Park being used?
I think there will be a lot of similarities that we did at the Arboretum, a lot of programming. I think that I'll take those things that we've done over there and bring them over here to the park. I think the number one question I've been getting is, will the park have a pumpkin patch? And, you know, what's the holiday look like in the park? And so we're still working all that out. And being so close to the opening, we'll figure that out. But it's the parking and the no gates is the big difference for me. And having weddings, yes, that will happen. And people are inquiring about having a wedding or a different kind of reception or cocktail hours in the park. And we will have a structure for that as we get into the end of the year and of course, ongoing for future.
Yeah, I mean, you had gates and you could lock them at
sure.
You know, at the Arboretum. This is this a 7 day a week, 24 hour park?
It is, yeah. The hours for the park are 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. So, but like you said, there's no gates. So if someone were to stay in the hotel and want to go out for a walk, they could. Now we'll have security and to stop anything from happening that would be bad in the park. But yeah, we'll be inactive all day, all night, 24/7.
And will there be, like, and again, going back to the Arboretum, but also what we see at Clyde Warren, will there be concerts? Are they open to the public? Is that programmed in? And also places to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea is to have a very active park. I think we'll have concerts in the park, yoga, different exercise activities. We've already got Baylor Scott & White has sponsored our first year of activities in the park as far as walk with a dog, and a little trail with signage on helpful health tips and tricks and things like that. And then kids activities. For the opening weekend, we've got a petting zoo, face painting, music in the park, Plano Symphony Orchestra is playing in the park. So there's a lot of different things that we've already got planned.
So what's your market? Is it Frisco and Plano, or does it extend beyond that?
I think it does. I think, especially with the Janet Echelman piece, I've heard people talking about it coming from Dallas. I mean, she'll be that.
Explain that a little bit. We've talked about that, but explain that a little bit.
Sure. We've got a major art exhibit on the far north end of the park, which is called a Butterfly Rest Stop. And Janet Echelman, who is a world-renowned artist, has built this amazing piece that at the tallest point is 65 feet tall, and just encompasses a large area of the Arts Plaza, which we're calling. Underneath it will be planted milkweed and different plants that will encourage that butterfly migration to come through the park and this area specifically. So there'll be activities that can go along with that. One thing that we've done at the Arboretum in the past is the monarch tagging. So as they come through each season, you can have a butterfly stop and rest on your arm and say, oh, this is tagged red. This is what this is coming back through a second or third time. So it's just a lot of fun things that we can do underneath that. But she's such a well-known artist. I think people will come from all over to see that piece of art.
Well, and it's a conspicuous piece. I mean, it is a signature piece for the park. So is this a work in progress? I mean, is there going to be a finite date when everything that you want is built and it's done and that's it, and then you just operate it? Or is this, this is a lot of space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 6 acres, and there's a lot of area for programs. So the idea is we'll be done building the park. October 4th will be the grand opening, and that's when we will start the programs. And you can see on our website things that will happen in the park, and we'll continue going.
Do you think you'll attract from the Star? Because the Star has become, a tourist attraction, too. Mm-hmm. Will you market those people?
Oh, sure. And I think, people will see things happening. You can see, if you're standing over at the Star, if you're eating over there having lunch, you can see the park from there. So people will see the park, they'll see that Janet Echelman, and they'll say, ooh, what's that? Let's go over there. But what I envision is just being partners and good neighbors with the Star and programming along and complementing what they've got over there. And not really competing, but just adding to the experience in this area.
So will you have fundraising? I mean, annual fundraising events? Are you selling memberships? How do you pay the bills?
Yeah, well, all of that. We are a nonprofit, so we've got to do all that and then some. So we have our very first fundraiser, which is called a Sunset Soiree, a Walk in the Park, on October 4th. And that'll kick us off for that opening weekend. That'll be for donors and potential donors to get that first sneak peek of what the park is and what will be programmed in the park. And that'll be an annual event. And of course, we do have friends of the park at different levels. They start at $100 and go up to $100,000. So all that information is on our website. And anyone and everyone can join and be a friend of the park.
And is there a secret to learning how to spell the word kaleidoscope?
Practice makes perfect on that one.
I mean, they couldn't call it like Bob's Park or something. It has to be kaleidoscope.
You got to learn how to spell. What's that? The song that when we were kids we learned, I before E, except after C.
Well, good luck with that, but also good luck with the park. It sounds like it's got to be great fun, and it sounds like you've got the learned hand from experience that can guide them well. Sean Jackson is the executive director of Kaleidoscope Park.
Yes, thank you so much. Enjoy the visit.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.